Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to deep dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And today we are talking about some prayers, and then we're going to talk about some trees.
Love those two things.
We started this minute off with the end of the interaction between Lady Jessica and Shoutout. As that conversation is ending, we hear some rhythmic chanting of prayers happening kind of underneath as Jessica and Shoutout are finishing their conversation. And then we cut to a scene of a person sitting reading a tiny little book, just like the one that Gurney Halleck had.
I noted this and I said, you know, without outside knowledge, I think it's safe to assume that the most, like the viewer would say, hey, that's probably the same book.
Yep. Yeah. You don't see books that are that small that often. Yeah. And you often see those in kind of prayer situations.
Yep.
And boy, do we have a prayer situation here. So we have this moment where this person is kind of sitting here with this book and we can see they're, you know, thumbing through the pages, kind of rocking back and forth a little bit, almost to kind of, you know, keep a rhythmic time with their prayers and everything. We see, you know, a lot of incense in the air. And we see a lot of people around, you know, praying in other ways, but they all, you know, several of them have this little orange or this little book, the Orange Catholic Bible. We talked about the Orange Catholic Bible a little bit last week, how it's kind of a collection of all of the major religions of old earth and how, you know, things may have been changed and evolved over time, but there are some consistencies across everything. One of the most important entries of the Orange Catholic Bible, thou shalt not make a machine in the likeness of a human mind.
Ooh, I wonder where that came from.
A little thing called the Butlerian Jihad, actually, which we've talked about quite a bit here, but just as a refresher, the Butlerian Jihad was a jihad that was done against all thinking machines.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligences and humanity's decision to go to war with computers.
Yep.
We, just to kind of pull the veil back a little bit on some production things on the back end, we do plan eventually on releasing a special weekend episode talking about the Butlerian Jihad, because if we went into it right now or in any other regular daily episode,
it would be over an hour long. Yeah, it'd really break the brevity that we're aiming for with these episodes.
The brevity that we aim for when we still have some episodes that are 30 plus minutes. But hey, you know what? We're here to just, you know, help you on your commute or while you're at the gym or whatever. Going back to the Orange Catholic Bible, though. It brings together a lot of those religions, which, doing some research in the Dune Wiki, which, once again, shout out to all the people that maintain that website, has some very interesting religions that it pulls from.
I'm sure. Oh, I cannot wait.
Including Mahayana Christianity, Zen Sunni Catholicism, Buddhist and Buddhist-Islamic traditions.
And these are all made up. Right.
Yes, these are all so these are to my understanding, Brian Herbert.
No, I think Frank did a lot. Frank did at least the Zen Sunni like bits. Okay. Yeah.
So the supreme commandment was thou shalt not disfigure the soul.
Yeah.
But as we talked about earlier, the Orange Catholic Bible is, you know, it varies a little bit from planet to planet or
culture
system
to culture,
system, culture to culture. But there's a whole list of, you know, selected quotes and everything mentioning things like how on the seventh day, he, capital H, being God, has rested, and thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, which is interesting with the Bene Gesserit existing, even though they're not technically witches.
They call them witches often.
that's a whole other thing. The meek shall inherit the universe instead of just earth. I'm at this point, I'm just gonna, you know, reading off of the wiki, so I'm not gonna waste y'all's time with that.
Part of the development of the Orange Catholic Bible was the the notion of how do you take a religion that was, or I won't even say religion, just like a belief system that was, you know, one planet centric as all of humanity was, and how do you make it apply to things that are not one planet?
Yeah.
Make it broad. So the meek shall inherit the universe is a great example of that.
It's great.
Yeah.
Going back to our scene in the movie, though, we do see people bowing, sitting, rocking back and forth while praying. Some are even holding strands of beads similar to rosaries as yep. they're praying.
And I was thinking a lot of this is like it's very Middle Eastern, like Arabic coded, mm-hmm. Just the way that they're praying and kneeling and stuff like that. Not necessarily exclusive to those belief systems, but it's definitely giving that imagery.
You also do get South Central Asian imagery in this as well. You get people praying with their hands, you know, open and upward. You see, you know, people kind of rocking as they pray, which does also yeah. maintain some of that Middle Eastern. You know, you see yeah. a lot of Jewish peoples praying and they're rocking to kind of, mm-hmm. they do that to keep tempo as they pray.
Right.
One thing that I noticed as I was watching this and listening, because when I watch, I have, you know, a really good set of headphones on and I'm listening for all these little details and stuff and mm-hmm. sound. The prayer that we hear, I would assume is in Chukopsa because it's a language that we don't know directly, but there are some words that stick out.
Okay.
Specifically, and it's pronounced Benea Gesserit, but the Bene Gesserit.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Arrakis and Kwisatz Haderach.
Interesting, interesting.
So the prayer is saying something about the Bene Gesserit, Arrakis, and the Kwisatz Haderach, but there is no like official translation, and I would love to see if there was ever a way that we could get a translation of it.
I doubt that's even in the script. You know,
I don't know. Like, I feel like somebody's got a note on it somewhere. Like,
maybe.
If it was written by the language.
Clearly it was recorded somewhere.
Right. So
the words are written down somewhere.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We then see from the outside of this, you know, gated area where these pilgrims are praying and everything, we see this like really crudely made iron gate, which
I didn't think it was crudely made. I thought it looked great.
Well, it looks crudely made because you can see like it's hand hammered and stuff in certain places stuff like that.
Could just be aesthetics.
Sure. It could just be aesthetics. I'm going to double my nerd hat here. In addition to having a Dune podcast, it looks like the cheese grater on the front of a Mac Pro.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it does.
But like the new Mac Pros that they have where it's like the like weird, like global cheese grater that's like three dimensional and shit.
Sure. I have honestly not seen one,
but it looks like that. Yeah.
I have not seen a Mac Pro since we left Apple.
Yeah. Google that real quick. You'll see okay. what I'm talking about. But we do see, you know, Fremen standing behind this gate. We see very clearly their eyes of Ibad. They're blue within blue eyes.
Oh yeah. Stunning, stunning. Blue
it's so cool.
Yeah.
Like just everything about this scene is so cool. We see more of them just kind of like walking back and forth and praying in the background and everything. And then, as I'm listening to this prayer, as it mentions Kwisatz Haderach, who do we see but Paul Atreides walking across this large open courtyard that we saw on fly-in?
Yeah.
But we can't, like, we know it's Paul because it's a tall, skinny kid
yeah.
that's just kind of walking by himself and everything.
He's very out of
focus. But it is so hot because you see, yeah. like, the air dancing from the heat and everything yeah. like that.
And I wanted to like just to make a note of this, you know, the people who we will come to know as the Fremen pilgrims a little bit later in this move in this minute, they are, you know, behind this gate clearly, you know, on their pilgrimage mm-hmm. To what I guess like just look at these palm trees, these date palms.
Yes.
Palms.
They're palms.
But they are not trees. little nerd, my gardening nerd here.
They're ferns.
No, they're grass. Palms are grasses. Technically, they are grasses.
Okay.
So palm tree, a little bit of a misnomer. Get it right. They're date palms. We can call them date palms, but they are grasses.
That's some big ass grass.
It's a big ass grass for sure. I forget the actual term, but yeah, they are in the same family as grasses, not trees.
All right. So my nerd moment in this is the fence looks like a Mac Pro and yours is grass. So
yeah, palms are grass. So we get someone walking across the courtyard who we know is Paul. He is outside after the doors have been closed up top with his dad, because they said the sun is getting too high in the day, or too high in the sky. And Paul is out walking around, which is in what I presume to be like a wool suit.
Yeah.
With no head covering on.
He is
nothing.
This pasty ass white boy is getting cooked in the sun right now. But surprisingly, he's not sweating at all in this scene.
Well.
You know, that's just movie magic.
But it is a stark contrast to everyone who we see in the earlier seconds, who they've got their hoods up. Their bodies are covered very, loose fitting, flowy clothing.
Yep.
And then we have Paul in his, four piece suit.
We talked earlier about the timelines and everything. Mm-hmm. Paul's still wearing the same suit that he was wearing as he was coming off of the ship, which makes me think it was
the same day.
The same day.
Yeah, it could be. We'll never know. But my biggest gripe with this, and I forgot to mention it a couple episodes ago, is if you remember back to the Lynch Dune, when they got off the ship on Arrakis, they had all changed into their desert tan uniforms, which I loved. I absolutely love that. Here we do not get that. We get them in the same dark fabric. I think it would have been cool to see them switch to a tan.
Well, not Thufir Hawat. Thufir Hawat was in.
Was he not in the same?
Well, no, he was in a tan at the ceremony of the change.
Yeah, so. He was. His is tan or like an olive drab?
No, he was in tan.
Tan. Okay.
He was specifically in tan because remember I went back to look at
that. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. So. Okay, cool. Yeah. But anyways, I thought it would have been cool if they did switch to their desert tans. They don't. That's fine. Whatever. But
different creative minds, different times. Minds. Yeah. As Paul is walking across the courtyard, the pilgrims see him and, of course, in religious fervor, call out to the Lisan al-Ghaib.
Yep.
Paul just kind of looks over and he sees them like reaching with their hands out from behind this to try and get his attention and everything. Yep. And he just kind of ignores them and continues to walk and look at the not trees, but grass.
We can just call them date palms.
No, they're grass. You said they're grass.
So we get a shot of the water pouring on the sand here.
And it dries up. Almost immediately.
It just soaks directly into this parched soil.
Yep.
Which good illustration of how just starved of water this planet is. Mm-hmm. Then this was maybe not an intentional laugh line that we get next, but it did make me chuckle. Just Paul's very, oddly placed. Hello.
Hello.
Did you see it? I don't know. Did you see his hand even like kind of comes up for like a quick little like awkward wave. Yeah. it was just silly. So he does his hello with his little hand wave and the gardener looks up and the gardener's got a hell of a hood on.
Oh yeah. So it looks like it's made out of like dried palm leaves.
Something. It is stiff.
It's like it's wicker as hell. Yeah. is what my note says.
It is something. It is not a loose fitting hood like we've seen.
It's so huge and it goes like so far out in front of him and everything. And then
but I think it's there to illustrate just like really what he says next. Doesn't even give him a hello.
His response to the hello is, you shouldn't be out here this time of the day.
Yeah.
Or this hour of the day.
And it's really a, what the hell, dude? You're going to die out here, you idiot.
And Paul's only response to that is, well, they're out here.
Wow, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he goes, well, they're out here.
Yeah.
And I kind of got like in the response from the gardener, I kind of got like a little bit of, I don't know if it's dismissiveness or just kind of like a, these guys.
Yeah.
These folks, whatever. But then he goes, Fremen pilgrims.
Yep. That's where our minute ends.
Yeah. That's why we end right there. And I think the response from Paul where it says like, well, they're out there, was kind of like it kind of shows that Paul is at least willing to go through the same kinds of things as the people who are on this planet. The same, you know, he's there to, or he's at least willing to endure the same hardships they are in.
I don't see it that way. I see it as they're out here, so why can't I be out here? I'm the fucking.
Oh, like, do you
I'm
see it as more shit,
like fucking?
You
like
see it as more of his uppity team.
Yeah, do you not know who my dad is? Kind of response.
Yeah, maybe so.
But
yeah, that's all the notes I had on this one. Anything else from your end?
Nothing else from this end. I just wanted to talk about the OCB a little bit more.
Sure.
Not Orange County Beach. shout out Sublime. Talk about the OCB a little bit and
or that actual beach in California.
No.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it? Okay. Just Sublime.
Just,
okay.
just the book. I'm a nerd. I don't go outside to a beach. talk about the OCB, and we are at the date palms, the grass, as it were. Mm-hmm. And that tomorrow we'll get to know a little bit more about the importance of these palms. So
absolutely.
Come back for that. If you want to reach out to us in the meantime, you can at Dune Minute on Twitter, Dune Minute @gmail.com if you want to email us, or @TheDuneMinute on Instagram.
That's it. All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow to continue this week, to finish out the week.
Round the week out, as it were.
All right, cool. We'll see you tomorrow on the Dune Minute Podcast.
See ya.